survey says it's 6 o'clock, time for Family Feud. Now, here's your host, Grant Denyer.
Family Feud, the show where answering some very simple questions can get you $10,000 and maybe even a brand new car, which is awesome. Let's meet our families. First up, back for their second night from Victoria, it's the Azam family. Wow, that was manly, wasn't it? Who's on board this dynamic team of yours?
You got me.
Yeah.
I'm James.
The most dynamic.
This is my sister Nicole, my dad Gabby, and my cousin Julian.
Lovely work. And ready to take him on from Wiseman's Ferry, New South Wales, it's the Bolan family. Hi, Emily. Good to see you.
Good.
Would you mind introducing us to the people who are standing to your right?
I would love to. I've got my mum Amanda, my dad Andrew, and my grandma Roma.
Lovely to see you. Hi, Roma. Hi. Team captains, let's play the feud. We surveyed 100 people and the top 8 answers are on the board. Name an ingredient you put in Christmas pudding. James?
Sultanas and fruity stuff.
OK. There's one above it, Emily.
Rum.
An ingredient you put in Christmas pudding. What about rum?
Ooh.
Puzzle play. Name an ingredient you put in Christmas pudding.
I would say flour.
You put some flour in there.
Yes.
Okay, okay.
An ingredient you put in Christmas pudding.
Fruit.
You put dried fruit in there. Let's see. Gabby, that was beautiful. You look like you enjoyed that moment.
Absolutely. Yeah. Triumphantly.
How does it go?
I'm not teaching you.
Oh, Julian.
This is not my forte, but chocolate? No. I told you it wasn't.
I believe the audience has spoken. Let's have a look. First strike. Ooh. But you know what the good news about that is? It's only the first strike. James.
I'm a man that loves sweet foods.
Yeah.
And for something to be sweet, there needs to be sugar.
Sugar. Second strike. Okay, guys, you can steal, so have a think. Nicole.
Okay. I'm just thinking, because I've never made a Christmas pudding, so I'm thinking if I made a cake, I would have to put eggs in it.
Let's have a look. No! Bollocks. Roma.
Sugar.
Andrew.
A coin.
Amanda.
Eggs.
Eggs and Emily.
All right.
We already had eggs and we've already had sugar. Emily, you don't have a lot to choose from.
That's best of luck.
That's what I'm doing.
Those glacé cherries.
Oh. Oh, I see.
Go
let's
out
see.
On my own.
Okay, let's go. Oh, yeah! Nice work, Emily! The 60, number 8.
Dice! Brandy!
Ah!
Brandy!
It's all there for everybody. Righto. Hey, fun start, everybody. Good job. Let's continue this. We'll do more of it, okay? And the family who goes on to win for 5 nights in a row, they'll be driving home a brand new Mitsubishi Outlander. Now, the Outlander seats 5 with features including Mitsubishi's multi-communication system, dusk sensing headlamps, and CVT auto with paddle shift, which is one of these. Yep, man. That's how it goes, trust me. For everybody playing at home, I want the top answer to this one. Name something that jingles in people's pockets. Let's compare answers when we all return on The Feud. Two families could win $10,000 tonight. Now, before the break, I asked, name something that jingles in people's pockets. Top answer was coins. And we're pretty close to Christmas now, so not a lot of coins in my pocket. They're all empty. Give me Nicole, give me Amanda, let's do it. We
surveyed 100 people and the top 8 answers are on the board. Name an article of clothing that is commonly made from silk.
Wow!
Scarf!
That was awesome.
Scarf!
Hey, Amanda, you had this. You barely even raised your hand.
Oh,
you
just, my heart like, is going so fast.
Did you play a lot of Hungry Hungry Hippo when
no,
you were
No, it's just slapping him.
Andrew's the receiver of it.
Numerous times. Mm-hmm. Numerous times.
Let's not bring it up anymore. Article of clothing that is commonly made from silk.
A shirt.
A shirt's good.
I'm great, thanks.
Lovely to see you.
Thank you.
It's great to have you with us. Name an article of clothing that is commonly made from silk.
Lingerie. Nice.
Wow!
You're not comfortable with that, Emily?
Not really.
Listen, tell it
me to embarrassing them.
To say, that's what adults do, don't they, Roma?
Yes.
They wear sexy lingerie. Emily, it's always the most unlikely member of the team.
It is.
That drops the beauties.
Yep. She's going to be full of them.
An article of clothing that is commonly made from silk?
Pajamas.
Give us a look. Yep.
Stockings.
Amanda says stockings. Yep. First strike. Andrew?
A handkerchief.
Hey. Where did you get that idea?
Just popped into your head?
Popped in. And popped straight back out again.
Second strike. Here's that.
Look at these guys.
It's like they're sitting on some sort of international military secret.
Let's just see how long they go for over there.
Roma.
An article of clothing that is commonly made from silk.
Pillowcase.
A silky pillowcase.
Sorry, you never know, Roma.
You saucy minx, you.
Sorry. I feel lovely.
It's okay. It's all right. No crying on the show. It's fun.
This is fun, remember.
Julian.
You could have a groovy, silky robe.
Oh, nice. Very pimp of you. Gabby.
I'd say a silk dress.
A silky dress. Lovely. Nicole.
I would say a nice silk tie.
Yep. Excellent. James, wonderful options.
They are, and I've got silk underwear on right now.
A little unnecessary.
Sorry. I'll give you my answer now, I think, Grant. I'm going to go with a nice silk tie.
Ah, well played, sir. He said a silk tie for the steal!
Yeah! Huzzah!
Number 7. Come on now! Run! And dress! Oh, good! Hey, this is fun tonight. This is fun.
65 to 60, yet another tight show tonight. I love these.
Righto, double points time. So give me Gabby, give me Andrew, let's go. Boys. We surveyed 100 people and the top 6 answers are on the board. Where in your body do you usually feel tension? Andrew?
Your head.
Your head. Can you beat it, Gabby?
Your back.
You have tension in your back. Ooh, it's close, but you get it. Pass or play. So where in your body do you usually feel tension?
Neck.
You feel it in your neck. Been a long day. You've been hard at it all day. And you got it in your neck.
Yep.
Smiling, darling. Good to see you smiling.
Emily.
After a long day, your eyes, they strain.
Yeah, okay, cool. Particularly if you're looking at a computer screen all day, they get dry and sore. What about tension in my eyeballs? Yeah. When I said it that way, it really sounded quite unlikely, didn't it? Amanda.
Feet.
Tension in your feet.
Second strike.
Okay, Zam family could steal again, so they're going to go down into hell. and try and come up with an answer.
Andrew. Your legs.
Tension in your legs. You're standing up all day. Your legs get sore, says Andrew. Nice. Where in your body do you usually feel tension?
I'll say in... I'm sorry.
Do you know you're dancing?
I'm sorry.
Are you twerking, Roma?
Sorry. My hands.
Tension in your hands.
Yes.
Okay, you've been holding, you're doing a lot of manual stuff with your hands. Yeah. Tension in your hands. Three strikes. Zan, Julian.
Your chest.
Gabby.
Shoulders.
Nicole.
Shoulders.
James.
Oh, now I'm going to Thailand next month, Grant. And one thing that I always do when I'm in Thailand is get my shoulders massaged.
Oh, thank God for that.
Show me shoulders. Yeah! It's worth it just to see that.
Remaining answer number five. You hold tense in there. Righto, 251. Huzzams! And you know what, Bolam? 60 points is still something to be very proud of, and it's early days, so do not stress. We're having a lot of fun. This could go any way tonight. I don't know which way it's going to go, but we're enjoying it while it lasts, that's for sure. Now, if you can't get enough Family Feud, then head to us on 10 Play, where you can also catch the highlights of the show and the fun bits that don't make it onto your TV sometimes. Plus, you can also play along with our official Family Feud game. Head to 10 Play, browse for Family Feud. All the details are there. Family Food is also good if you want to look for that. Triple points next when we come back on The Feud. Tonight, a fantastic game. We're learning a little too much about James. Roma, we know, gets around in underwear at home. So, you know what? The family who shares together stays together. Righto, so it's 251 to 60. But you know what, Bolins? I've got a good feeling. You're about to mount a big comeback. You know why? It's triple point time, and it's the family who gets the 300 points in this round. Could take home $10,000. Righto. Give me Julian, give me Roma. Let's do it. We surveyed 100 people and the top six answers are on the board. Name something you associate with birthdays. Julian.
Present.
Presents. It's not the top answer though, Roma. Can you get it?
Cake.
Cake is good. Cake is great!
Roma's responses when she gets one right is awesome.
Yeah, I got it.
Great to see she's having so much fun, because that's what Family Feud is all about, isn't it? Coming on with your family and just having a good old-fashioned time.
Yeah, definitely.
Something you associate with birthdays.
Parties.
Party! Nice. Something you associate with birthdays?
Balloons.
Balloons is terrific.
Oh, come on!
I told you.
Yeah, I know why you're stepping back.
That's not a good party.
Well, what is a good party then, Amanda?
With balloons.
Yes! Andrew.
A card, a birthday card.
A birthday card.
Oh. How do you know it's your
potentially
birthday?
Steal. Name something you associate with birthdays.
Gift, presents. Candles for the cake.
Candles? You blow out your candles on your birthday.
Absolutely.
Love it. Only two left on the board in a triple point round. This is fantastic for you guys right now. You need this. Something you associate with birthdays?
Yearly? Like you have it yearly?
Yeah, that's cool.
Annual?
Yeah, I see. No. Third strike. Okay. Zam family. Julian.
Can't have a good birthday without dancing.
Without, yeah, hey, yeah, hey. Look at you go. Woohoo! Smooth. Yes, Gabby's back.
A few drinks.
Yeah, excellent. Nicole?
Okay, so when I have a birthday, I want to have my friends over.
You want to? You were just talking that out loud till you came up with something,
exactly,
weren't you?
Exactly.
Friends,
don't
says Nicole. James, you can choose one of those or your own. Triple point round. 251. You're incredibly close to 300. You get this, you win again, and he played for $10,000. You don't, they do.
Stop talking, please, Grant.
it's kind of what I'm paid to do, James.
All right.
Can't even deal.
I'm going to trust my dad because he says to always go with what he says. No. Oh, I'm going to pass out.
What are your silk undies too tight?
I'll tell you what. Grant, at parties, I like to dance.
You like to dance.
Yes.
What do we think, audience?
Yes.
This is a crucial moment for the Azam family. James says he likes to dance.
Oh.
No! Bowls get the points, takes it to 318, and they become our brand new champions. Look at Roma.
Number six.
Money. Oh, age. You celebrate your age, James. Nicole. Gabby!
Thank you.
Julian, you guys were awesome. Man, we had some fun.
Thanks for
having me. We laughed, we loved, but now you leave us, unfortunately. And you will be taking home $1,490, which is what you won in the Fast Money Rounds, and you'll be taking home a gift card for $1,000 for homewares to be shared by you all from Victoria's Basement, where world-famous brands are at famous basement prices. And you'll also be taking home our brand-new Family Feud board game, a great Christmas gift available at selected retailers. That was awesome. Thanks for playing. It was great to have you.
Bollums, who's doing Fast Money? Come on, let's go. Who's doing it?
Oh, my gosh.
There were some surprise faces over there, like you had no idea that you would ever win.
Has it
come as a little bit of a surprise?
Yes, just a little bit.
Oh, I can kind of tell, but it's awesome that you're here now. Well done. Relax, take a deep breath, head back to our soundproof booth, and you and I will play for $10,000 in the feud in Fast Money next. Well done!
Family Feud is on Facebook and Twitter. Plus, you can find us on YouTube and catch all the action on 10Play.
Welcome back. It's Fast Money time here in the Feud. So let's see if the Bolam family can now win some cash. And by the way that Roma partied when you guys became our brand new champs, I can't imagine what she's going to do if you guys win
$10,000. I don't even know.
I reckon she'll run out here and she'll just throw me up into the rafters.
Not just.
So if you and Amanda get 200 points or more between you, you'll win $10,000, OK? Now, Amanda is now in our soundproof booth and cannot hear your answers. She's just chilling out.
She's going for it.
She's a spiritual child, isn't she?
Apparently.
Look at that. Hey, to the heavens. I'm going to ask you 5 questions, going to give you 20 seconds to answer.
Yep.
If you pass, we'll come back if there's time. And the clock starts at the end of the first question, OK?
OK.
20 seconds on the clock, please. Good luck.
Thank you.
Name something you might rent on a sunny day.
A paddle boat.
Name a thing used to style your hair.
Hair straightener.
Name something you cover in cling wrap.
A sandwich.
Name a topic of conversation that always bores you.
Politics.
Other than a plate, name something made of china.
Bowl.
Not bad. Good work.
Thank you.
Let's go. You're like shaking like a leaf.
I was.
Was that intense? You're banging them out.
No, it didn't feel like it. That felt like an hour.
Really?
Really.
Name something you might rent on a sunny day. You said a paddle boat. Loved it as a kid.
Yeah.
Survey says 8. Name a thing used to style your hair. You said a hair straightener. Survey says 12. Better. Name something you cover in cling wrap. You said sandwich. Survey says no. Oh, what? Name a topic of conversation that always bores you. You said
politics.
Doesn't it? Survey says.
Oh.
Yeah. That's what you needed.
That's what I needed.
That is such an Australian answer.
Other than a plate, name something made of china. You said...
bowl.
Survey says... seven. Oh. OK. Really close to the 100 is perfect. Well done. Head back to family clear the board. Hi, Amanda.
Hello.
She did really, really well. So you just got to get a little bit more than 100, 106, and you'll get $10,000. So that's cool. This is excellent. It's a good result, OK?
Yes.
I'm going to ask the same five questions. You're the second player, and it's a little harder, so I'll give you an extra 5 seconds.
Okay.
If you pass on a question, I'll ask it again if there's time. And if you repeat an answer that's already there, you'll hear this sound. And I'll ask you to try again. Can we remind everybody of Emily's answers? And 25 seconds on the clock too, please. The time starts from the end of the first question. Good luck, Amanda. Name something you might rent on a sunny day.
A boat.
Name a thing used to style your hair.
A straightener.
Try again.
A curling wand.
Name something you cover in cling wrap.
Lunch.
Name a topic of conversation that always bores you.
Cars.
Other than a plate, name something made of china.
A cup.
OK, nice. You did that easy.
Oh.
Was it that easy or is it just...
I feel sick.
Don't say that. Everyone will think it's a painful experience. It's really fun when you come on the feud. Let's go. Name something you might rent on a sunny day. You said... boat. Brilliant answer because it's the top answer! So we need 73 now for $10,000. Name a thing used to style your hair. You said... curling wand. Survey says... 12. Had you said brush, you would have had the top answer.
Oh, okay.
61 now needed. Name something you cover in cling wrap. You said... lunch. The survey says...
oh. Wow.
Had you said food,
oh, yeah,
you would have had the top answer.
Lunch is food.
Hey, don't get do technical with me. We need 61 for $10,000. You okay over there, Roma? Oh. You look excited. Name a topic of conversation that always bores you. You said cars. Ouch. That was like it was to me.
Yeah.
And you hurt me in my heart. Does he talk about cars all the time, does
yeah.
Andrew? Because he
yeah.
races cars, doesn't he?
We have a nice race car, but not a nice house.
He's...
he can live in his car.
Andrew, you just got schooled on national television.
Moving on, moving on, moving on.
OK, survey says...
oh!
Yeah, see? Now, the top answer was politics, and that was Emily, so well done. So we still need 61 from this final answer. Other than a plate, name something made of china, you said... a cup. Now, that is the top answer, OK, but is it 61 or more?
No.
This is a real line ball, this one.
Oh, yes!
There you go. There's the positivity. Although forced. Are we ready? Come on, Roma, cross those fingers. The survey says... oh! 47 was brilliant, but not enough. Well done, Amanda. Cup was the top answer. They did win $10 for every Fast Money point. Yay! They'll be back again tomorrow to try again for $10,000. Stick around. The project's coming up now at 10. It's news for all.